A man has succumbed to injuries suffered in a two-vehicle crash in Marlboro Township. The Highway Patrol says 21-year-old Clayton Jacobs of Atwater died Tuesday at Akron City Hospital. The crash happened on the morning of December 19th on Route 44 north of Route 619. Troopers say Jacobs was northbound when his vehicle went left of center and struck a car driven by a 74-year-old Canton woman. She was taken to Akron General Medical Center with minor injuries. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts. Alcohol and drugs are not suspected, and the crash remains under investigation. A shooting along I-77 leads to charges against a Canton man. 38-year-old Anthony Perez is charged with aggravated robbery and felonious assault after the Saturday afternoon incident at the southbound exit onto Fulton Road Northwest. Police say a man got out of a vehicle and shot at a car multiple times. The woman driving went to a nearby gas station where surveillance video captured the suspect following the woman and hitting her car window. Perez was arraigned in Canton Municipal Court Monday. He is in the Stark County Jail on $250,000 bond. His case was bound over to the grand jury following a preliminary hearing Wednesday. The West Branch Board of Education is saying goodbye to three members. Board Vice President Joe Courtwright and members David Yagi and Brian Hobbins held their final meeting December 18th as new board members prepare to take office in the new year. All three were removed from the ballot before the November election. Each thanked the community and reflected on their time serving the district. The board will hold its annual organizational meeting on January 8th. A Columbiana County judge has upheld a receivership for the Lamb's House nonprofit amid allegations of misused charitable funds. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton confirmed the appointment of a receiver and set a review hearing for January 30th. The action follows a lawsuit filed by Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, who is seeking to dissolve the organization and alleges its president, Mark Altomare, used charitable assets for personal benefit. Two board members have been dismissed from the case, and a separate property dispute is pending. A man was arrested after a high-speed police chase in Ravenna Township Monday night. Police say 18-year-old Paul Swigert of Kent ran stop signs and sped through residential streets before crashing into a utility pole on Wall Street. The incident caused power outages in the Black Horse area until early Tuesday. Swigert tried to flee on foot but was caught with the help of a canine. He faces a charge of failure to comply, with additional charges possible. Youngstown police say two people were hospitalized after a Thursday night shooting. Shortly after 8, officers responded to reports of gunfire in the 300 block of East Florida Avenue. The victims were taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. Their condition is unknown. An investigation is underway. One person is dead after a crash in Trumbull County Wednesday night. The Highway Patrol says 31-year-old Jonathan Stapleton of Niles was westbound on Salt Springs Road in Wethersfield Township when his car crossed left of center and collided with an eastbound SUV. Stapleton died from his injuries. The SUV's driver was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center with non-life-threatening injuries. The patrol continues to investigate. Attorneys for Youngstown Ursuline High School are asking a federal judge to seal portions of a civil rights lawsuit against the school and its football program. On December 17th, Judge Benita Pearson struck 183 paragraphs from the 290-page complaint, including a 13-page footnote criticizing the Catholic diocese and references to past scandals. The remaining sections will stay public until an amended complaint is filed. The judge has not yet ruled on the request to seal the original indictment. Youngstown Mayor-elect Derek McDowell will be sworn in as the city's 52nd mayor on New Year's Day. The ceremony is set for 1 p.m. at East High School Auditorium, with doors open to the public at 12:30. McDowell announced his final administration picks Wednesday. A man sentenced in connection with a fatal shooting in Warren has his appeal denied. Tyree Brown was sentenced in February to 36 years to life on charges of aggravated murder, burglary, and weapons counts. 29-year-old Cardell Lowry was found dead at an apartment complex on 5th Street Southwest in July 2024. He had been shot several times. A judge ruled Brown's many claims were without merit. Michael Williams earlier pleaded guilty to reduced charges of voluntary manslaughter and aggravated robbery. He was given a sentence of 20 to 25 years. Brown turned down a similar deal. An appeal is denied for a former Warren police officer and serial rapist. 43-year-old Michael Edwards was sentenced in September 2024 by Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Cynthia Rice to 34 to 49 years in prison. A jury found him guilty on 2 counts of rape, 4 counts of gross sexual imposition, and 3 counts of sexual battery. Edwards also was convicted of 2 counts each of extortion, dereliction of duty, and theft in office. 6 women said they were sexually assaulted by Edwards while he was on duty, dating to December 2019. The 11th District Court found his appeal claims were without merit. 2 gold coins worth about $9,000 were left in a Salvation Army red kettle in Poland. Wednesday's donation at a Walgreens on West McKinley Way makes up about 8% of the local campaign goal. Salvation Army officials tell WKBN-TV they don't know who left the coins, but called it a shining example of generosity. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.